It's Friday, January 10th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Lily Peters, alleged killer named in Chippewa County court documents. Fugitive triple murder suspect Virgil Thew arrested in Juneau County. Vaccinations encouraged by the Department of Health Services as illnesses and hospitalizations increase. And the DNR updates deer hunting management zones. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The teen charged in the April 2022 murder and sexual assault of 10-year-old Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls is no longer identified by his initials in court documents. Mike Leishner has a story.
He is Carson Peters Berger. A Chippewa County judge unsealed the complaint against the 16-year-old on Thursday. Investigators say he killed Peters as he was escorting her home after spending a day with her aunt in the spring of 2022. Peters Berger, who was 14 at the time, told investigators he had been planning the incident and wanted to know what it felt like to take a life. He also admitted to returning to the scene to hide her body better after learning she was reported missing. Peters Berger returns to court for a hearing in June after pleading not guilty to homicide and sexual assault charges in December. He faces life in prison if found guilty. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The suspect in a Juneau County triple homicide has been found. Sean Maloney tells us more.
According to the Juneau County Sheriff's Office, 47-year-old Virgil Thew was apprehended Thursday in Elroy, about 13 miles from the crime scene in New Lisbon. Thew is the suspect in the deaths of 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba and the two girls aged 12 and 13. The bodies were discovered December 30th in a New Lisbon home after one of the girls was reported missing. It's unclear when the victims were killed. Thew faces three counts of first-degree intentional homicide. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Respiratory illnesses are increasing across Wisconsin, including influenza. Department of Health Services epidemiologist Tim Haupt encourages you to get a flu shot.
We know we have a lot of vaccine available and we know it's safe. We just want to encourage them to get it, that this is one of the ways we can control the influenza increases that are going around. Also, we want people practicing good hygiene, coughing into your sleeves, sneezing into a tissue, and washing your hands. Above all, stay home if you don't have to go out and you are sick.
DHS has seen an increase in hospitalizations for flu as well as for COVID and RSV. Vaccinations are available for all three. Haupt says it's unfortunate that the state's current flu vaccination rate is only about 30%. A new troubling scam hitting Wisconsin has criminals trying to sign people up for phony hospice care. State Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says it's another form of Medicare fraud.
They are trying to get control of that Medicare profile, really, of the individual, so they can sign people up for these services and commit that fraud and get payment for services that aren't even being rendered to the consumer.
Reinen reminds you that Medicare will never show up at your door offering services, and hospice is specialized end-of-life care, which should only be used when recommended by a licensed doctor. The Department of Natural Resources laid out its updated plan to merge the deer hunt at a public hearing on Wednesday. Raymond Newbert has a story.
DNR Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel says much of the northern forest region will return to a habitat-based model.
For the most part, these do reflect, in a few cases, the original deer management units, because frankly, they did not pair up well or match well with any of the adjacent units.
The change comes after several poor harvests in the Northwoods led to requests for more closely managed deer units. You can find out more about the changes and offer public comment online at dnr.wi.gov. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.